This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out.
We have Harlan Hill, Fox News and CNN contributor, coming up in the next segment to talk about media hysteria. And on that subject, we're going to go to this final clip now from Julian Assange's appearance on Fox News with Sean Hannity. Of course, the WikiLeaks emails revealed the deep, deep collusion between the Democratic Party and the mainstream media. We're talking about going to John Podesta's house for dinner, cozy get-togethers. We're talking about handing Hillary Clinton debate questions in advance. We're talking about mainstream journalists like Glenn Thrush of Politico literally calling himself a hack, giving the Clinton campaign his article a day before it's published. Those are just a few examples. Here is Julian Assange with Sean Hannity on media collusion.
I said in my country, Julian, that journalism is dead. I said it in 2008 because I was investigating Barack Obama and his backgrounds and his associations and his career and his lack of knowledge and his radical belief system. And everybody in the media ignored a lot of it. So my question to you then is, now knowing what WikiLeaks revealed about the Podesta emails on Clinton corruption, on pay to play, on Bernie Sanders being cheated, all of this was revealed, not a lot of it was covered. So what does that say to the American people about media coverage in America? Dishonest?
It's very dishonest. Corrupt is interesting. It depends on your definition. If you look at what we published in the Podesta,
if,
you know,
if they're colluding with Hillary, that's not corrupt.
It's an ethical corruption.
They're not identifying it to their audiences. They claim that they're objective journalists.
It's ethically corrupt. Corrupt by its, corruption also means something in law, which is that you're taking money in exchange.
Okay.
So I don't think that
collusion.
They're colluding, yeah.
Okay. Because they share her political agenda. Well, why else would they collude? Or they hate Donald Trump?
I think that's an optimistic interpretation, that they share the political agenda.
Well, explain that.
It's more like, you rub my back, I'll rub yours. I'll give you, you know, I'll give you information. You'll come to my, I'll invite you to my child's christening or our next big party, or do you know what I mean?
Or a state dinner.
Yeah. So I think it's more, sadly, I think it's along those lines.
But I look at this list of what WikiLeaks exposed for.
Can I just go back to this media question? What is the line now in the New York Times, MSNBC? Okay. The line is that WikiLeaks changed the result of the election. Okay. And as editor of WikiLeaks, we're quite happy to have the credit for exposing the corruption and behavior that was occurring in that Clinton team and the DNC fixing things in relation to Bernie Sanders. We're quite happy to accept that.
Was that your motivation? Was your motivation to influence the election, or what is your motivation? Is it fidelity to truth?
My motivation for maybe 20 years, but 10 years with WikiLeaks, has been to publish true information that is otherwise unsayable.
So there is Julian Assange again making the point that the information they published was true. It was accurate. Remember, back at the beginning of this whole fake news scandal, it was Democratic Hillary Clinton supporting operatives that were the progenitors of the original fake news. The fake news that the WikiLeaks releases were not authentic or that they had been doctored. So you go right back to the beginning of that narrative, and they were the ones releasing fake news to try and bait conservatives, Trump supporters, into amplifying that fake news. And in many cases, it worked. But again, eventually the narrative to derail WikiLeaks didn't work. The information got out there. It was accurate. It damaged Hillary Clinton. It had a massive impact on the U.S. election. We will be back in the next segment with Holland Hill. Stay tuned.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Voglio me tanto volerà, sì, la tipo soffervis. Voglio amici volerà, sulla tipo soffervis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Satan, sempre progresso di tutto.
It's Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones today. Before we go to our guest, I just want to direct you to InfoWarsLife.com, where we have the 2017 Super Sale, again extended, massive discounts on InfoWars Life formulations. BrainForce 30% off. Remember, this is the nootropic formula that I personally recommend. I've taken it. It beats the competition. You get a great discount at 30% off. This helps you focus. It gives you clarity, especially if you're doing, mental tasks. It also helps socially. I remember going to Austin back a couple of years ago, jet lagged, no sleep whatsoever, had to host a 3-hour radio show. Popped a couple of these and it helped immeasurably. It's a bold new frontier if you research nootropics generally. The Silicon Valley whiz kids are all taking them. Again, we have 5-star independent reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. It all goes to help build this platform. That is the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again Super Sale initiative at InfoWarsLife.com. Going to go to our guest now, who is Harlan Hill, a contributor for CNN and Fox News. He founded Democrats for Trump, and the website is harlanhill.com. Harlan, I just want to dive straight into it. good to have you on. The Washington Post continues to accuse the likes of InfoWars, the likes of you, no doubt, of, you know, being dangerous for pushing fake news. They're calling for censorship. When they're the ones publishing this fake news about Russia hacking the U.S. electric grid, again, with no evidence whatsoever, they're escalating a conflict with a nuclear-armed power by pushing fake news while accusing us of pushing fake news. Holland, do these people have any self-awareness at all?
You know, what's been pretty amazing to me is the hysteria that has swept not just the liberal media, but I think most of the mainstream media. What I noticed over the course of this election is that we really, and this isn't just a talking point, we really don't have real journalists anymore. We have activists in the media that think that their responsibility was to destroy Donald Trump. And what that's translated to in the post-election environment is that they think that it's their responsibility to undermine his presidency. So, I mean, it's concerning. And you combine that with the propaganda and the conspiracy theory that they're pushing around the Russian hacking. And I think that I think that what they're doing is they're playing with fire. My concern is when you look at footage in the aftermath of the election of liberal supporters of Hillary Clinton, they didn't take this election very well. And it's because they've been told for months now that the guy that won, Donald Trump, is, quote unquote, literally Hitler. And so when you saw people at the Jacob Javits Center, which is really close to where I am right now, where Hillary is supposed to have her big, you know, breaking the glass ceiling party on election night, you saw liberals literally crawling around the floor, crying, rolling around, you know, sobbing like their dear leader had just passed away. This isn't a mature reaction to have to the loss of your candidate, but yet that's what we've seen, and I hold the media actually directly responsible for that. They've done everything in their power to undermine his candidacy and now his presidency. They're pushing conspiracy theory with unsubstantiated claims of Russian hacking. They even pushed unsubstantiated claims of the Russians and WikiLeaks modifying emails. That's been debunked as well. We're dealing in, I think, a pretty unprecedented period of the devolution of the media here in the West. And I thought that Sean Hannity's point about, you know, they're not being a free and fair media in this country is absolutely true. And it didn't happen overnight. It's happened over the course of several decades.
And again, I mean, we have to blame the media for this, right? The whole election cycle was about this violence occurring at Trump rallies. The media again and again blamed Trump, despite the fact now we know that was organized in part by the DNC, thanks to James O'Keefe and those revelations. But even so, it was obvious at the time that this was mobs of people going to Trump rallies, attacking Trump supporters, trying to shut down his events. What do you make of this new phenomenon, which we've seen after the election? I guess it ties into the same, what they've termed Trump derangement syndrome, of anti-Trump people across the board, almost a case every single day now, faking hate crimes, trying to blame them on Trump supporters when they were hoaxes staged by these very same individuals. Have you ever seen anything like this in the media aftermath of an election?
I haven't. And like I said earlier, I think that they're playing with fire. The problem is, I believe that there are true hate crimes that happen every day. And so when they peddle this fiction, they undermine they bring into question the validity of people that actually have encountered some of these crimes. And I can tell you that no single party has a monopoly on this kind of behavior. I'm sure that you run into it frequently. I run into it all the time. I can't go to the coffee shop here in Manhattan without being accosted by, you know, some liberal fringe lunatic. Literally every day. I'll be at the dog park, and I'll have to be harassed by some lunatic. So no side has a monopoly on this. I do believe that there are real criticisms of people that are on the fringe of either political persuasion that go out of their way to engage in violence and rhetoric that I don't think is productive at all. But what the media has done is that they don't do their due diligence at all. They don't do what I think is responsible and what you'd expect of any journalistic organization of, you know, of the pedigree of something like the New York Times. They just publish this fiction. And we saw this, you know, getting beyond just the violence in the aftermath of the election. We saw this with the fake news story that the Washington Post pushed last week on, you know, alleged Russian hacking of a Vermont power grid. You know, it is really out of control at this point. And so what it does is it contributes to this era of people can't trust what they're hearing, which is a real problem. The democracy only works if we can trust the media, if we have a vibrant media. I think that's why something like InfoWars is really important, telling a different side of the story that's really underreported. There are lots of other news organizations that I'm really encouraged by that are popping up and helping to balance this out. My concern is, though, that what we're seeing in the mainstream media is that for a long time they just had a liberal bent. What they have now instead is that they're willing to abdicate all of their journalistic responsibility to cover their own people responsibly, somebody like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, who are not above criticism. And so it's not just the liberal bent anymore. They're willing to fabricate stories. They're willing to peddle conspiracy theory that's totally unsubstantiated. They're willing to parrot the line that comes out of the federal government, with like this Russian hacking story, with zero homework. They've done zero homework on many of these stories. So it's dangerous. This is a dangerous time. And, you know, and this democracy is not going to work. Many of the democracies across this planet are not going to work. The UK, for instance, if we do not have a return to real journalistic practices in this country. It's not a joke.
That's just amazing. I mean, the mainstream media gave birth to fake news in the first place by being completely dishonest and deceptive. I mean, there wouldn't be a market, there wouldn't be a thirst for alternative news if the mainstream media actually went back to its muckraking heritage and actually acted like the Fourth Estate should act. I mean, I would say that, you know, I noticed these fake news websites. I don't think they were anywhere near as prominent as they're trying to claim. In fact, I think it was Daily Caller did a story where they pointed out that the top, quote, fake news websites were listed 80, 90,000, 100,000 on Alexa. So they didn't even get that much traffic. Obviously, it's hyperbole. It's been completely over-exaggerated. But again, they gave birth to it in the first place. Quickly, though, I wanted to ask you about Seth Rich, because, again, in that interview with Sean Hannity, Julian Assange alluded to who his source might be. He talked about possibly someone within the DNC. I know that this was something you were tracking back at the start of it. The DNC or the Democratic Party, they hired an individual to sort of become the spokesperson for the family of Seth Rich after he died. His immediate public statement, his first statement, was to completely disavow any suggestion that the murder of Seth Rich, which remains unsolved, had anything to do with the DNC leaks. Do you think that was quite strange when you heard that at the time?
I do. I've heard many rumors. I've heard lots of whispers, even within Democratic circles, about this. And to be honest with you, I don't know what to believe anymore. I do think that the response of the Democratic National Committee in the aftermath of this has been very strange. I think that the family has asked for answers and they're not getting them. And I think, you know, the circumstances of this were very suspicious. Julian Assange has indicated that it's somebody like Seth Rich could have been, you know, part of the DNC leak, not the Podesta leak, but the DNC leak. And so getting back to the media, because it relates to this, I don't think any theory is above consideration. And in what really made me question this story is when certain people started asking, you know, does this story have some legitimacy? The effort was to immediately shut down that conversation. And that concerns me, particularly because everything pointed to this guy's death was very suspicious. We know that he was shot. that he still had his wallet on him. He still had all of his valuables on him. If this was your, you know, run-of-the-mill robbery that went wrong, that wouldn't have been the case. And so it does seem suspicious. Now, maybe there's nothing there, but it's not the above consideration. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, as I said previously, there are people that looked at this from day one and they said, something doesn't smell right here.
Okay, Hall and Hill will be back with the next segment of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to talk about Obama's final days in office. We will be back. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Go away.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Well, Jones Show with Harlan Hill. Website is harlanhill.com. Harlan, just wrapping up here. I noticed in the past few days we've had a narrative that's almost equally as bizarre and unfounded as the Russian hacking narrative. This claim made by some in the media attempting to characterize Obama's legacy as, quote, scandal-free. What's your response to that claim?
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we had everything from, you know, Fast and Furious, where we were literally arming the cartel, okay? And what was even worse than that was that the Obama administration was engaged in a cover-up of it. You know, the Attorney General at the time refused to speak to Congress on the issue. Obama invoked executive privilege to avoid answering questions about that. So, you know, then you, moving on to the Iran deal, that was a total disaster that led to, you know, multi-billion dollar ransom and the release of enormous funds to the Iranians. You know, to Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Don't forget that when she was using this private server, she was in the employ of Barack Obama as the Secretary of State. So it's just laughable. It's laughable for the Obama administration to make the claim that, you know, they've been scandal free. They've had literally dozens of scandals. In many ways, they're probably one of the more scandal plagued administrations in the last century. But, you know, everything's rosy. That's what we're told to believe with Barack Obama, and the media never really pushes back on it. So he can get away with making that claim, and he's engaged in revisionist history. You know, and he's trying to, you know, cater to what his long-term, legacy is going to be.
And I guess, it's part of the process of delegitimizing Trump, right? They need to uphold Obama as this Christ-like, you know, saintly figure to then put him up against Trump, who is the devil incarnate before he's even took office, right?
If you Google Obama and Jesus or Obama and Halo, you will see so many photos that were taken by actual, like, photographic journalists at events, and they try to get him. Yeah, there you go. I mean, isn't this, look at that. That is insane. That is insane. That is in
that can't be a coincidence, the amount of times I've seen that.
Oh my God. And if you look at Newsweek, they're probably one of the biggest offenders of this. I mean, they make all kinds of comparisons to, you know, Jesus. They called his re-election the second coming. You know, I mean, just get over yourselves. How can you look at this and believe what these people are pushing? And this is what I was saying previously. This is not good for anybody. I'm not happy to say this because we need a vibrant media now. We need a vibrant media to hold Trump, you know, accountable. I mean, he's not going to be perfect. I voted for him. I supported him, but he's not going to be. We need to hold his feet to the fire too. And so, you know, what can you say at this point? What can you say? I mean, but now I'm caught in kind of a weird spot because I feel like I have to over defend Trump sometimes because the media onslaught is just endless. So
no, it's amazing. You've got the New York Times with an opinion piece comparing Trump to a crackhead. I mean, that's just out yesterday. Can you imagine them saying that about Obama just 2 weeks out before he took office back in 2008? It's amazing. We've run out of time, Holland, but just tell people how they can find your content, how they can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, just at Harlan, H-A-R-L-A-N. Follow me there. Tweet me.
And the website is harlanhill.com. Harlan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, there goes Harlan Hill. Be sure to check out his website and his other appearances again. He was somebody who founded Democrats for Trump after seeing Bernie Sanders get stabbed in the back at the DNC by Hillary Clinton's people. So, you know, he's not somebody who was a partisan pro-Trumper from the very beginning, but he saw what was happening with the political establishment and then came out for Trump. So be sure to check out his information at harlanhill.com. Going to come back after the break with more special reports from Alex Jones and more news about the cultural enrichment of Europe. We covered the Cologne issue. They had a phalanx of police out there on New Year's Eve to stop the mass molestation of women, to stop a repeat of that that happened back last New Year's Eve. Of course, the police in Cologne were criticized for stopping women from being raped by the left because they God forbid, profiled the hundreds of North African men that descended on the scene with, according to the police, intent to commit criminal behaviour. God forbid they actually surrounded them, questioned them, arrested some of them, prevented women being raped. We can't have that because it's not politically correct. We're going to come back with that news and more on the Alex Jones Show Live. Alex Jones special reports coming up. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go anywhere.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
NBC, because we already knew that months ago. You see, when their coup failed after July, and when getting rid of Roger Ailes still didn't work for them, and their audience began to tank, half of Fox's main audience, regular audience, began to leave them. Their key demographics were cratering. The rats began to leave the sinking ship. So the attempt by Rupert Murdoch to force feed Fox viewers, basically this soft CNN style garbage, just blew up in their face. It absolutely blew up in their face to be a softer version of basically CNN or even MSNBC. So this is just another example of the devastating victories that we're having and how delusional the entire power structure is and has been. And they have no idea that their own intelligence agencies and own groups around them have used the Panopticon spy grids they put in place to control the public against them. So now they're saying a conservative woman is going to replace Megyn Kelly, who's pro-Trump. There you have it. Just months ago, they were on the verge of basically firing Hannity. They were absolutely threatening everyone. Now they're panicking. They're trying to get out of their contract to pay the rest of the 30-plus million of the $60 million they owe him to Roger Ailes, the start of Fox News. I mean, it is just a disastrous mess. But that little arrogant snot who went and for... that $7 million signing bonus for the book, reportedly, according to my sources, which are the size you get. They're basically, I'm not going to even get into it. The point is that she thought she was going to win. She thought she was invincible. She thought that the power structure wants me to attack Trump, or the power structure wants me to destroy myself, you know, going after him. And because I'm the pretty young lady, everybody will buy it. And everybody saw through it. And she, like, turned into the eye switch. She was the girl next door before, but she really showed her true colors, the eye switch. And so just total defeat by these delusionites and their delusional followers. We have to continue to break their will. They've been trying to break our will. We must break their will. So very, very exciting on that front. That's just all part of the collapse of their system. And as they said during the campaign, trying to brand Trump with InfoWars. Trump's main shock troops were InfoWars. We're the Americana message. Our listeners are the core of the return of Americana and making America great again. And so they just helped brand us even more, thinking it would hurt Trump and the nationalist movement. It only helped us take over the entire conservative movement even more with true classic American renaissance systems that aren't left or right. I mean, this is just beautiful. Their controlled paradigm is collapsing, and now real choices can come into the mix. That's why they're desperately going to even more primitive forms of brainwashing, but it's not working. It's only working on the most weak-minded people. We are breaking through. We're at a collapse level event for the enemy at this point. What we have is exponential envy. We have globalists at the top that have used class warfare to control people. And then really all they do is make them feel worthless and disempowered and basically just zombies to the system, frightened followers who then only tie in and buy in the larger superstructure that's destroying them because they believe they get power and solace by merging with that. And one of the most clear-cut examples of this is the last 8 years, the Tea Party that was started by Ron Paul and the Liberty Movement, myself and the listeners of this broadcast, did get partially co-opted by the Republican Party. But then the left all came in and just branded it as completely racist, completely evil, and said that no one of any color was welcome at those because they don't want minorities who are the majority to have this birthright and this freedom and be able to, you know, continue in the steps of prosperity with low taxes, the right to self-defense, property rights, things like that. So it was a stroke of genius. The last 6-7 years, they were able to really brand it as if it was something bad, and so minorities felt like they couldn't be part of that. And now they've just expanded. But Trump began the last 2 years to break that, and we see 30-40% of the people at rallies being minorities. And at our own rallies, we saw like half in Cleveland, and that's what really shook up. I was watching the Mother Jones riders and other people that were there. They were really shook up, and they were looking at the crowd, and it was frightening the elite. It was really frightening the establishment. So now, while they're capitulating to the Trump victory and populism on the surface, all over the world they're going into overdrive, branding any type of populism by people that aren't blonde-haired, blue-eyed as racist. And I, on the newsstand before I got on this plane, I'm sitting there about to take off, so I got to hurry, bought a Mother Jones Ford Foundation propaganda piece, and of course the Council on Foreign Relations / Davos Group, Economist propaganda, and literally literally, this is what the pseudo-intellectuals read. The entire thing on almost every page shows blonde-haired, blue-eyed people in real photos, but also in editorial cartoons, saying blonde-haired, blue-eyed people are bad, putting KKK hats on them, and then saying if someone looks like this, then they're your enemy. And these are publications that mainly go to the white intelligentsia, so they can go out now and henpeck everyone into this submission. This is just two things I got off the newsstand. I mean, this is the most cultic brainwashing I've ever seen. Clear-cut, cold-blooded, they know exactly what they're doing, but it's so transparent. If we just call it, it will collapse, and that's what's begun to happen. That's why they stole those five states from Trump, and they tried to steal another five, because the numbers were, minorities were even bigger in landslides for him. That's what we saw in the primary. So they're very, very scared. Their whole paradigm is shattering. They're trying to invoke all this, but our real gang we're in is free market. That's what unifies us and Western civilization. And it's like Gran Torino. You know, it's a fictional account, but, you know, the guy didn't like his spoiled family. He's a white guy. It's a sign of declining white culture, which is the truth. Western culture is in massive decline, and he gives the love of his life, the Gran Torino, to the kid that made something of himself in the neighborhood. And that's not some affirmative action bull in the movie. It's like real. That's how it really works, folks. So they want to steal that birthright from everybody who's hardworking and a big part of America, telling you you don't get to be part of it, telling you you're in their gang, you're under their control because you're a victim and they're going to take care of you and they know how to run your life. They're going to tell you how to talk and they're going to tell you what to do. So again, this is total desperation by the most scientific, cold-blooded psychological warfare divisions of the Central Intelligence Agency. But most of the CIA is awake to this and now breaking with the whole deal. One other part to the psychological warfare of who they're targeting with these publications is a lot of people that read these aren't actual controller level. They don't understand the paradigm of the Hegelian dialectic. But clearly, they're inflicting a guilt complex in the publications on anyone who is white or has blonde hair. You notice they also have photos of women with blonde hair and blue eyes, but in the ads, who are activists, and then they're the good person. So it shows them who are good, and it shows the corporations that are backing them, and then it shows everyone else that's bad. So then you think, oh my God, I have this guilt. I need to submit to this. I know I'm saying the obvious here, but it's key that we know this and the public doesn't. And once they understand the trick, they get angry and they break free of the programming. And then future programming only causes them to resist and entrench harder against the enemy. And then it opens up larger pathways to the mind to begin to resist and overcome and adapt in the animating contest instead of submitting to it. And that's why the public looks like zombies, because subconsciously they know they've been beaten into submission. It's time to break that. So I'm going to follow this report. I'm going to follow more. I'm Alex Jones from the Front Lines, the InfoWar. A lot of positive things are happening, but a lot of negative things are happening. We've got to keep fighting, keep pushing. It's the animating contest of liberty. But these people are super low. They promote thug culture in here. They try to sell minorities on acting like thugs as if that's their culture, so they can then be identified and put in prison. This is so evil. InfoWars.com. Spread that, folks. They're trying to censor it, but you are overpowering it. We are overpowering it together. And I want to salute you all as we go into 2017 and beyond.
There is Alex Jones, and switching back into the news now here. This is out of RT, and it's going to be the preface for an audio clip we got coming up, a special report on comments made by John Kerry. But we have RT reporting right now, U.S. coalition spared ISIS oil production facilities in Syria. The U.S.-led international coalition did not bomb oil production facilities captured by Islamic State. This is the charge made by Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashevkov. He says, miraculously, only oil fields captured by ISIS, allowing the militants to earn tens of millions of dollars a month on illegal oil sales and recruit mercenaries from all over the world, did not come under U.S. bombardment. And we had the story before. They had the chance to bomb the oil fields. The Obama administration refused to do so, claiming they were concerned about the environmental impact. They drop leaflets before they bomb ISIS convoys, warning ISIS terrorists to leave the region so they can escape the falling bombs. And that relates to this special report about John Kerry. We know from the very beginning they saw the rise of ISIS, this jihadist principality, as something to be encouraged, something that would lead to the overthrow of Assad in Syria, they armed ISIS, they knew the so-called moderate rebel groups they were arming were defecting to ISIS, were handing their weapons over to ISIS, and now we have this amazing leaked audio from John Kerry that highlights exactly the agenda from the very beginning. Here's that report.
U.S. counterterrorism officials asking, why are ISIS fighters driving so many similar trucks, and where are they getting them from?
Hillary Clinton has described already the meeting in the White House over 2 years ago. Everyone in the national security team recommended arming ISIS.
You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis, sure, and you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
But what we're trying to do is help Syrians fight for their own country. Yeah, we've been spending a lot of money, a lot of effort to try to help do this. So there's an opposition there. The opposition is doing very well. And if they're not serious, then we will help the opposition more.
Intelligence officials in Pakistan say a local commander from the terrorist network Islamic State has admitted receiving funds transferred via the U.S. He made the confession while being interrogated.
Today we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles.
Do you think it was a willful decision?
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist, Al-Qaeda, and Muslim
Brotherhood. A willful decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing?
As I said before, this aspect of our strategy was moving too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
Now, U.S. military aircraft have dropped ammunition in areas held by ISIL terror group in Iraq. Now, according to volunteer forces who are fighting the terrorists, American helicopters dropped boxes of weapons in Yathrib and Balad districts in the Salahuddin province.
In the last 8 years, Obama completely sold us out to the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, and others, and launched a program all over the Middle East, Africa, Central Asia, Far Asia, you name it, to put radical jihadis funded by Saudi Arabia as well as NATO in charge. It's now been leaked. Even the New York Times is having a report on it. Obama wanted ISIS to grow, leaked audio. And that's addressing the Syrian opposition. So that's just an example of what we're talking about.
We saw that Daesh was growing in strength. And we thought Assad was left. We thought, however, we could probably manage that Assad might then negotiate. Instead of negotiating, you got Assad, now you got Putin to support him.
Now, the public didn't know what was going on, but our military did. They began 5 years ago, and Cy Hirsch has now broken this last year. We first broke it, but he confirmed it all. We had the direct sources from NATO, from the CIA. I mean, from low level and high level, we had it from every angle.
When you cross him, he's going to fight you to the end. It's a war to the end. He's fighting ISIS. He's fighting Al-Qaeda. He's fighting al-Nusra. These are people that hang in Garat. Some of the horrible stuff that happened. He's had as many as 200 of his soldiers executed at one sitting by these people. So our joint chief decided some years ago on the basis of intelligence reporting that there really wasn't any option, that there really were no moderates. Although the White House keeps on talking about there are moderate groups in the opposition, there were at one time, but they were quickly taken over and cleaned out by the more radical jihadist, people who believe in Sharia law. Some of the groups we advocate as moderate have already made it clear that if they ever took over the government, no Christians or Alawites, that's a minority sect, Shia sect, that Bashar Assad and about 12% of the people living in Syria belong to, none of them could be allowed to live in the country. They were talking about genocide, genocidal cleaning. After Libya fell, we began to funnel stuff that in an earlier article I called the rat line. A lot of arms from Libya into Turkey, and from Turkey, the gentleman running Turkey, Erdogan, is a total complete supporter of ISIS. I don't think there's any question of that, even though we deny that. Our intelligence shows it. So what I wrote about is the fact that 2.5 years ago, the Joint Chiefs decided, well, they can't convince the White House and the State Department with intelligence, they're just going to begin to do what they can do.
So the Russians basically came into Syria because the U.S. military said, We're telling Obama if he doesn't back off, we're going to release the fact that we know they've been funding them, giving them missiles, you name it. Benghazi was the last straw. Russia said, okay, we're going to come in. Trump is right. Hillary and Obama are the founders of ISIS. They founded it because it's really Al-Qaeda to confuse the name.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones, the conservative conspiracy theorist and operator of the website InfoWars, which seems to be a place where Trump gets a lot of his information. Obama as the leader of ISIS.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS.
And again, to reemphasize the quote that was contained, that leaked audio of John Kerry, here's the quote. And we know that this was growing. We were watching. We saw that ISIS was growing in strength and we thought Assad was threatened. So they knew ISIS was growing in strength, but because it threatened Assad, they let it happen. Of course, we know they also gave them the weapons. He continued, we thought, however, we could probably manage that. Assad might then negotiate, but instead of negotiating, he got Putin to support him. So again, brazen admission that they knew ISIS was getting stronger and that that was beneficial because they were going to overthrow ISIS before, of course, Putin and Russia came along and absolutely obliterated ISIS, the one thing that the Obama administration admitted they had no plan to do, and again, warned ISIS ahead of time before the bombings, refused to bomb the oil tankers. Absolutely bombshell revelation. And of course, what all that led to was the migrant crisis. Now we have this story. This is out of Spisa. Muslim migrants throw firecracker at baby. Well, what do you know? It's in Sweden. Immigrant gangs have put fear into the hearts of the infidels in residential areas northeast of Gavla in Sweden recently. The night before New Year's Eve, a group of masked youths threw a powerful firecracker known as a banger into a stroller where a three-month-old infant was sleeping. The father of the baby managed to get it out in time. But go watch the video we put up out of Sweden back a few days ago. Migrants lobbing firecrackers at each other. It is absolute bedlam in Sweden. This cultural enrichment is ruining the country. It's going to ruin many others if we don't put a stop to it. We're going to be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The Alex Jones Show for this hour, fourth hour, of course, coming up. Before we dip back into the news, I want to direct you to InfoWarsLife.com, because it's now more important than ever that in 2016 for every liberty lover to join the intellectual fight against the globalists, and that starts with fighting back against the attack on our bodies with all the toxic garbage in the food, water, and air. We're constantly under chemical siege at every level, making us fat, sick, and dumbed down. These are the products that have received five-star independent reviews at InfoWarsLife.com to help you take back your temple and fight back against the attack on your body. InfoWarsLife formulations, including Brain Force, 30% off. Again, many of these specials continued. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Secret 12, 20% off. We have Liver Shield, Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Knockout, if you're having trouble sleeping, 20% off. Prostagard, 20% off, and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the Make Your Body Great Again 2017 special. Amazing discounts. Again, it goes to support the growth of this network as we try to capitalize on the massive success that we had in 2016, but we can only do it with your support by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's hit a few final news stories. This is out of the Metro. Lily Allen hints at legal action against Tommy Robinson after Twitter row. Now, we got Tommy Robinson coming on the show tomorrow, by the way. Basically, Lily Allen, who is this massive virtue-signaling celebrity in the United Kingdom, constantly banging on about refugees and migrants, she lost an argument on Twitter with Tommy Robinson and then threatened to sue him. Threatened to take him to court because she lost an argument on Twitter. That's how the left does debate. Again, she claimed that because she hadn't been sexually abused by a migrant, that meant sexual assaults being committed by migrants weren't happening. Which is kind of like saying, oh, you know, I've never had cancer, therefore cancer doesn't exist and cancer isn't a problem. Okay, that's not an argument. She then came out and with the usual standard fare anti-white racism and said it's only white men that have ever sexually abused her, Tommy Robinson said, well, why haven't you reported that to the police? There's no record of it. She had no response. She lost the argument. She responded by threatening to sue him, saying that he will hear from her lawyers in the coming days. This is how the left does debate. They can't stand to lose, so again, they resort to government coercion, government action. UK reality game show star axed for saying all terrorists are Muslim. Again, she didn't say all Muslims are terrorists. She said that all terrorists are Muslim, which for the vast majority is a fact. And Islam isn't a race, so it's not racist. But she was axed from Celebrity Big Brother in the United Kingdom again as the thought police continue their aggressive patrols. Meanwhile, The Mirror reports Austrian police investigating an unprecedented number of sexual assaults on New Year's Eve in Innsbruck. So again, we didn't have mass sexual assaults in Cologne because of the massive police presence. They prevented it. They were bad for preventing women from being raped because it wasn't politically correct to profile hundreds of North African Muslim migrants who had gathered at exactly the same spot. I mean, why on earth did they go to the same spot unless they expected the same thing to happen? It didn't happen, thankfully, in Cologne. It did in other cities, including Innsbruck, Austria, where police are investigating an unprecedented number of sexual assaults on New Year's Eve. So it happened in Innsbruck. It's happening in other countries. Again, this is the cultural enrichment that the West is importing. Firecrackers being literally thrown into baby strollers. This is a problem, and speaking out against it isn't racist. It makes complete common sense. Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show coming right up. Stay tuned. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.